This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Outside of Rudy's Barbecue here at Phoenix Raceway, live with Stack and Pennies, presented by Mobile One. How y'all doing? Sitting here with my good friend Danielle Trotta. Unfortunately, our other co-pilot, Ryan Flores, is resting up for his championship bid on that 12-car tomorrow for Ryan Flores.
Let's
so
go.
Round of applause. We wish Ryan the best, even though he's not my pick for the championship. But we're going to get into that later. Danielle, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to see everybody.
We're sitting around. We have an empty chair, though, with a headset.
Yes.
Who are we waiting on?
The 2023 Xfinity Series champion. Ladies and gentlemen, Cole Custer will be here any moment.
Colonel Cole Custer.
The general.
So we were talking in the lounge earlier, and you were surprised by this. So you were thinking, as a great co-host would, who would be the best person to have on the show? And I said, I would absolutely love it if Cole Custer is. Am I wrong by saying this?
You are telling the truth.
I'm telling the truth. I said, I would absolutely love it if Cole Custer wins the championship, because my man would be fired up. He's had a lot to prove. He's been up against a lot of adversity this last couple years. And I'm sure he's about 10 beers deep at this point in time. And he's not going to have the same reaction as our Truck Series champ Ben Rhodes will. I think he's going to have a great time with us here in a little bit. He's next door in the barn. So we're going to field a little bit of hashtag Penny for your thoughts questions. But first, we have a little practice and qualifying for the Cup Series race tomorrow.
How'd it go?
We are not racing for a championship. If nobody knew that, that's, yes, we're not racing for that. I'm glad we're not, because we don't have a very good hot rod. Next year, love the faith. Thank you. We've had a lot of work to do. We yard sailed our car after practice, and we didn't make it any better. So we were 30th in practice. I guess we made it one spot better. We were
P29.
So we got them all right where I want them, all out front. So I'm going to pick them off one at a time. Man's got a 7 hat right there. Appreciate that. Let's go. I must say.
Can you tell speaking of, that guy had no idea who you are, and he's wearing your merch.
But that's fine. He probably got the hat at Goodwill.
Can you tell everyone the elevator story? I think this is a good time.
All right. We'll start. Appreciate that. A lot of seven merch out, little bit by little bit. I love seeing it. But I had a funny interaction this week. So Thursday, I get to the Blue Green Vacation Resort. I throw my stuff in the room, and I get on the elevator. So I hit the button. I get down. It stops at the next floor. A guy, I'm assuming he's a NASCAR fan. They have a general look, right? He gets on. I'm wearing a shirt that has a 7 on it, Team Nigu. That's what our car is this weekend. And he's like looking at me like up and down. And he's like, who's that guy that drives that 7 car? I'm like, Corey LaJoy. Yeah, that guy. I met that guy at Richmond. He's like a really, really cool guy. Came up there into the suite, signed some autographs, took some pictures. And I was like, was he a nice guy? Yeah. He's a pretty nice guy. What do you expect? He comes up there. He, you know, takes some pictures, signs some autographs, and then he just leaves. And I'm like, that's cool to hear, man. You never want to hear you meet your heroes, right? So we're small talking, and we're about to get off the elevator, and he goes, man, I just wish he could finish better than 20th. It doesn't matter if he's leading laps, he finishes 20th. It doesn't matter if he's running dead last, he's going to finish 20th. He just can't run no better than that. I'm like, I know. It's hard. I'll tell him that next time I see him. And I left. Didn't tell him he was talking to the guy we were talking about third person for 10 minutes. So I'm glad I'm getting more recognized by the fans, even when I'm wearing my own merchandise. So I guess that's a good thing. I haven't quite made it yet, but I haven't got a chance to see him. So Sometimes I Wonder. So we do a Blue Green Bash on Friday night. I was going to tell that story to the whole group and make fun of him. He wasn't there, though. Hmm.
Tomorrow?
I'm going to see him tomorrow, and I'm going to roll on.
He's going to feel like such an idiot. He was talking to Corey LaJoy in an elevator. Had no clue.
Yeah, but it was good. So it means I got to work harder and run a little better so he actually knows what I look like. I'm excited. I'm excited because was anybody else's heart racing that last green-white checker to that Xfinity race?
Tony Stewart said he's watched the replay 4 times and has no idea how Cole Custer
especially
made
in
it out.
One when he was middle three when the 7 put it on his regular quarter, that was a bad spot. So yeah. I'm excited. I'm interested to see what his mindset was being in such a disadvantageous position there. And then he comes out bottom three in the most advantageous spot down the back straightaway. We call that championship moves. And he got the job done. So I'm excited for him to fill that seat there. But I know my weekend hasn't went so good, but there are a couple guys, obviously 4 of them race for a championship on the Cup side. We have all the lap averages. We know where the starting positions are. We know what pit boxes guys are starting in tomorrow. So who's your favorite leading for tomorrow?
Willie B's on the pole.
Yep.
Any William Byron fans here?
Woo!
Ooh. Hang on a second.
It's a little thin.
Hang on a second. Hey, we got one fan here. Appreciate that. I heard my man sat in the middle seat in economy on the way out here.
No.
Yes.
C. Bell told us he flew commercial too.
I bet
Where
you he was
the
in
Hendrick
the
jet?
He was in the first class though.
Willie
they put
B's
Willie Beard
seat?
In a middle seat racing for a championship. Not even exit row.
What?
That's jacked up. I gotta ask him about it. I got a bone to pick with the logistics person over there at Hendrick
Motorsport.
Yeah,
the travel coordinator needs to step up their game.
I know. It's not like, I don't know.
Maybe like it makes you more hungry. You know what I mean? Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Like he will definitely take the jet home if he becomes a champion.
Surely.
You
would think that Rick would fire the jet up and bring his 2 show ponies out on the bird.
His Hendrick cars starting better than the Toyota and the Ford are, 1st and 4th.
Yep. So.
But Blaney was best in 15 lap average, 10 lap average.
He was, but I generally put a lot of stock into that because generally we have 20 minutes of practice, you line right up to qualify, and then you race the next day, and you can only change a limited amount of things. This is a unique race where you show up for an hour, and if you're a team like Joe Gibbs or Hendrick or Penske, you're going to have your 3 team cars run a variation of the setup that you think is going to be close. So I don't think you put a lot of stock into those 15 lap averages from yesterday because those cars are going to be a lot different come tomorrow. We saw the 20 miss the balance a little bit in qualifying. He qualified what?
13th.
But I thought he was the best on lap averages consistently. Hmm. But as we saw in the Xfinity race tonight and the truck race last night, you never know until the checker flag flies. So can we just get into the truck race?
First, a note from the producers.
What do they say?
Kyle Larson and his whole family also flew in coach. So it's
a fairly large family too.
Yeah.
But he lives out here. He probably came out here on like a Wednesday though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got some questions about that. I got some questions about that for sure. But
they're putting all their money into their cars. I think that's what it is.
That's a good argument. Sorry, we can't buy an aisle seat, but we can. And we'll put an extra right front tire on it for you this weekend.
Try to be fast on Sunday.
I guess. Whatever they're doing is working. So I'm not going to argue with their logistics. Who I like, I feel like I've been riding with the 20. I'm hoping a little bit for the Stack and Penny's kiss of success because we talked to Joey previous to his championship last season. So I'm trying to will this and manifest it. That Stack of Pennies is the good luck charm if you want to win a championship.
Because we had C. Bell on this past week.
We had Christopher Bell on this week. Got a lot of great feedback from that. He opened up a lot, told some great stories. So I encourage everybody to listen to that. So for that reason, I'm going to go with the 20.
Oh.
But the qualifying effort didn't give me the warm and fuzzies.
No.
But he's still in contention.
Blaney, though, the worst starting spot of all 4. And we know track position is so important, Corey. This is a short race. Can Bell and Blaney overcome a 13th and a 15th place starting spot?
I don't think it's going to be a short time that it takes those guys to get there. I think it's going to be over the course of all day. And you also got to think stage points don't matter. It really is mano a mano at the end of the day where the checkered flag flies. So it's going to be hard because it's one thing getting into position. It's another thing having command of the race, right? When the guy's leading the race, pacing the field, navigating through traffic, dragging the field down pit road, and everybody's ebbing and flowing off those guys' pit strategy, it absolutely changes the race. But I don't know if we're going to get any obscure right side tires, short fuel, things like that. I think it's going to be a lot of green runs. So I think that's going to make their job a little bit harder. Getting to that top five, top seven for those guys as solid as their teams are and as their cars are driving, I think is going to be decent, but to break that bubble and try to get command of the race is going to be a whole nother effort.
Talking to all guys on Championship 4 Media Day, I have to say, your pick of C. Bell sounded the most confident.
Yeah.
My man had some swagger to him.
He does. And it's like he's just measured and like ice in his veins.
Yes.
Is that fair to say?
100%. Said the 20 team is as good right now as they have ever been. The one question, though, I have, I think it's going to come down. We had quadruple overtime in the Truck Series Championship race. We had overtime tonight in the Xfinity Series race. If it comes down to one final pit stop, that has been the Achilles heel for some of these JGR pit crews. I'm not trying to jinx anybody. I'm just saying if it comes down to that, I think the Penske boys.
They've let us down.
Shout out Skip.
Shout out Skip.
He's a dog, and the Hendrick boys are dogs.
Oh, those guys are certified dogs.
Yeah.
The 20 team scares me. Not in a good way. Like the bad scare. Like, ooh.
The pit crew.
Don't be scared.
Yes.
Don't be scared.
Hey, if you're scared, go to church. if that 20 team comes down with the lead, I would be like, I don't know, because they have let me down. Like 3 weeks in a row, they had the number one pit stall and gave it away on pit road. And the pressure's going to be high as ever this week, tomorrow. Or maybe they're battle tested. Maybe they've been strengthened by the turmoil. Work through it, you know, got it out in the practices. I don't know. It's a lot of pressure those guys are under tomorrow.
How do you think our boy Skip's going to handle all this pressure?
So he was on the other side of that. So Ryan, admittedly, he gave up the championship for Brad Keselowski a couple years ago, 2019, 2020. They had command of that race. They came down pit road on the money stop, had a slow stop and gave it up. And it still eats at him. It still eats at him. And I know – He's super confident and in his process and that team. I think that he says it on the show often. Those guys aren't the fastest necessarily. How we doing? How's it going? What's your name?
Danny.
Hey, Danny. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Who's your pick for tomorrow? Who's your pick for tomorrow? He said no.
We got security.
We got Chuck's on.
Yeah.
I was curious that guy's pick. So I think that especially if you challenge Ryan, he's going to step up to the plate. And I believe that 12 team is going to be – I feel like those guys feel like they're the underdog, especially with a little bit of shade thrown by Denny Hamlin on Action Detrimental. But the 12 team, he feels like that pit crew is the weakest out of those four.
Denny took a little bit of a shot. He did.
And
use it as motivation.
They have used that as corkboard material.
They have put
– I know that somebody sent that audio – clipped the audio of Denny saying that, sent it to Ryan. Ryan put it to the group chat of the 12 team. Ooh. So those guys have been fired up this week.
Good. You gotta turn your haters into motivators. Is that the same?
I'll say this. Ryan, he would have loved to be here. I mean, we were in there last year, talked to Ty Gibbs for a while after his championship. And he is, as much as he loves this show, he loves it like it's his own, because it is. The fact that he's not here is telling me how serious him and that team's taking it.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably nestled in the sheets. He's probably watching us on YouTube live right now. How you doing?
We miss you, Skip. But you got a championship to go win.
Yeah, and this is a big deal for him. So he's won several Xfinity Series championships. I'm happy for him as a buddy to go out there and compete again for it. It's going to be hard, though. It's going to be hard. There's a reason why all four of those guys are racing for a championship, though, because those are the best, and they all deserve to be there. So Here's the thing. We can sit here and talk about it until we're blue in the face. But we don't know.
There's so many ways that you can look at this. You could make a case, really, for all four.
For sure.
And what a feast or famine season it's been for Kyle Larson. 4 wins, but 8 DNFs. And he said it's because he drives his next-gen car on the edge. And if you just
that's where the speed's
over
at.
A little bit, it can go really bad in a hurry.
Yeah.
No one would understand that better than you.
Well, you're on the razor's edge of grip. And it's almost like the more you lean into the sidewall, this tire being that it's smaller, right? The old tire, 15-inch wheel, had a 6-inch sidewall. This is an 18-inch wheel. So you have a lot less sidewall, but the more force that you push that tire into the ground, the more grip it makes. Up until it doesn't. So you're really squishing it. You're trying to lean on it, asking as much as you can possibly stand. And then when it goes, it'll relax the sidewall. It chatters, and then you're back in the fence. There's really not much sliding around. You get a little bit sliding around on hotter tires, but when you're trying to make speed short runs, you are legitimately on that 99.8% of what the tire gives you. And a guy like Kyle Larson, also a guy that knows – any given week he can win. You can afford to go put that thing on the edge and go find the speed, go get another win if you can, if your ticket's punched into the playoffs. But on the contrary to that, I'll pat our team on the back a little bit. We're on a stat that we've really taken serious this year. We don't have a DNF all season long. We're going to knock on wood.
Come on.
Yeah. Shout out Adam Stern, the guy that drops all the breaking news. That's a guy right there. Rarely see him out, take a
Adam.
Picture. That's like seeing. That's
I'm,
like.
I'm honored to be
hey,
here.
Hey,
Adam Stern of the Sports Business Journal, ladies and gentlemen. What are you doing here, buddy?
Hey.
Come on over.
Come on over.
Do your pennies stretch as far as they used to? Most likely it doesn't. Here's why. It took 200 years for the U.S. to print its first $5 trillion. Today, Washington has done that in just 3 years. The problem, every new dollar makes each one of your dollars worth less, robbing you and every other hardworking American. But you can stop this cycle of robbery by diversifying your IRA or 401k into gold, an asset that has stood the test of time. Our new sponsor, Birch Gold Group, has helped tens of thousands of Americans protect their retirement savings with physical precious metals. Now you can too. Get a free info kit on gold right now by texting the word Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the BBB, you're in good hands with Birch Gold. So get your free info kit by texting Corey to the number 989-898. Go check them out. Put some pennies in some gold.
Do you guys know Adam Stern? You follow him on Twitter? He breaks
dude, let's
everything.
Freaking go. That's like seeing.
Can we get Adam Stern to break some news
dude,
live on Stacking
this is,
Pennies?
This
oh,
is
my
like,
goodness.
This is like seeing Bigfoot in the wild and getting to sit on with Bear Grylls.
We are not worthy.
No, I don't know about that, well, but thank you so much.
Well, welcome to the show, man.
I appreciate you.
What brings you over to the barn? You breaking anything?
We were about to leave, but taking a little detour right now.
Nice.
Yeah, I could tell you're taking a detour sitting here with me. Well, thanks for jumping on real quick. This was not planned whatsoever, by the way. So I'm glad
yeah,
you jumped
no,
on.
It's cool.
With.
It's cool.
What's your take so far? 2 exciting races so far of the weekend.
Yeah, this is my first time ever to Phoenix Raceway. So my first takeaway is just a very clean, very new facility. There's a lot of racetracks, of course, that have been around for decades, you know, and so this one has been around for decades, but it almost feels a lot newer with the renovation. So I think it's fantastic for the sport. You know, I think obviously last night was a little bit of a wild race and
it was.
Tonight was a little bit better. I honestly don't mind a little bit of chaos. So I wasn't too mad about last night, but I understand it wasn't a good look for the sport. But yeah, just hoping the cup race tomorrow can be very exciting. You know, it's never great for any sport when, you know, your quote unquote minor leagues are going to be more exciting than your major league. So hopefully it's going to be a great race tomorrow for the cup series as well. But
who
I'm very
like?
Impressed by the venue.
Who you like?
I think probably. I mean, it's hard to go against Larson, but yeah. I could see Christopher Bell pulling off. I think all four of them. I mean, Blaney is kind of – he was starting to develop that reputation as someone who couldn't deliver in the clutch, and he's kind of gotten rid of that this year.
No
so
doubt.
I wouldn't be surprised if Blaney takes it. I think they all got a chance. It's a good Final Four. I mean, obviously William Byron has had a strong season. It's hard to rule anyone out. I hate the waffle, but it's hard to rule anyone out.
You want to know who's
– Waffle.
Yeah, not –
You know, waver back and forth.
Right.
I see. Man, I'm always intrigued. You know stuff that's happened. You don't even live in Charlotte, right?
I do.
You do live in Charlotte. So do you have like wiretaps in all these conference rooms?
I wish.
It's like you do. Like It's unbelievable the drop that you have, the network of connections that you do, but it also goes to show the level of respect people have for you and what you do and the quality you do it with. How long does it take to build up that reputation in the garage?
No, I appreciate it. A lot of it has to do with my company. You know, I got to give a lot of respect to my company. I mean, people want to talk to me because I write for a publication that covers sports business, and it's seen as influential and whatnot. So
that's SBJ,
yeah,
right?
Sports Business Journal, exactly. But, you know, it just depends on the situation. I mean, some people are chatterboxes and they want to start leaking you stuff right away. Other people, it takes a couple years.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the situation and who you're talking to. But you obviously have to earn trust. And, you know, if you kind of burn that trust, you know, you're not going to be able to deal with those people moving forward. So it's a balance.
No doubt. Well, I hate to say there's a bigger name on our line, but there is.
I would believe that.
Because we have the 2023 Xfinity Series champion. Adam, thank you so much
for
stopping
thank you,
by.
Thank you for
hey,
coming. 100%.
We need to have
it. Adam Stern, everybody.
Hey, thank
Adam
you.
Stern.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Hey, we need to get you in the studio. Would love to chop it up. Thanks for stopping in.
Thanks, buddy.
Enjoy the weekend. One more time for Adam Stern. Go follow him on Twitter. Go follow him on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, wherever else, MySpace.
Walk into his car.
Oh, I'm
stops
excited.
Stops by the Stack and Pennies
Where's
podcast.
Where's he at?
Corey is
the anticipation
surveying the barn.
Is palpable.
Here's how you know.
What?
So I hear that there has been a contingent of very large and in charge sheriffs.
Oh, there's
to
some
protect,
big fellas.
Yeah, protect Cole Custer from a 360 degree vantage point.
Oh, here he is.
For me, race day is a great reason to shut down the laptop, put the phone on silent, and simply enjoy the driving. But Mobile One wants to remind you that you can get that same kind of escape any day of the week. How? By simply hopping in your car, rolling the windows down, and hitting the road. No emails, no calls, no work, just freedom. Mobile One, for the love of driving.
Here he is!
Let's give him a Stacking Pennies welcome.
Better than that.
Come
better
on,
than
you
that.
Can do better than that.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Should we give him a standing O?
The champ is here.
We got to stand.
Let's freaking go. Ladies and gentlemen, the driver of the double zero Haas Automation Ford Mustang, woo! Colonel Cole Custer. Let's freaking go. I'm so proud of you. Let's go. Did you bring
And that was your brew.
Oh, is that
congrats,
for me?
Buddy.
Oh, that's
so happy for you. Oh. My husband went over to congratulate you after.
Yeah,
and
I
he,
saw him before the race.
He came back to the holler. He said, I'm all wet. I got beer on me. I said, you can't get mad if you jump into a pool and get wet.
Yeah,
you
he was there right before the race. I was
take
pumped.
Seat.
He was, he was
seat.
In the window,
take
and I was like, man, this is awesome. Robbie's here. You know, he's done a lot for me this year.
Corey picked you right before the race. We were talking. He wanted you to win it, buddy. You got
I
a
did.
Lot of fans around
LaJoy
here.
Seats. I was in LaJoy Seats as a five-year-old in quarter midgets.
Were you
so,
really?
All the way.
We develop winners.
That's right.
Champions.
LaJoy. Randy, big Rand.
How's it feel, buddy? How's it feel?
It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, you know, I mean, you've been a part of this deal a long time. I mean, longer than I have, obviously. And I think you're somebody I looked up to. But I think – you know, you have the ups and downs. That's right.
Let's freaking go. Championship Bruce.
Fear in the eye. We're off to a great start.
Sorry.
Congrats.
In the eyelashes.
You know, you have the ups and downs, you know, when you have, you know, we just a few – Cup Series is tough.
Labels
and we had a few tough years there. But to be able to come back to the Xfinity Series and be able to truly work with a group that believes in you and crew chief like JT who you can truly talk with and try and fix your problems and try and work as a team to get better, it was a really proud year to build something into a championship team.
So you go from the Cup Series, get a win at Kentucky in that thing, and then you more or less were forced to take a step back to, regrow. I don't know what the purpose of this move was, but you didn't really have a choice. Now you're making the most of it. Now here you are. Does it feel like a little bit of a weight or has been lifted, or did you just feel like you set out to prove what you were wanting to prove this season?
I mean, at the start of the year, we wanted to win a championship. You know, that was our goal. And the problem with it, though, is we had all these expectations at the start of the year, and then we fired off, and we kind of sucked.
Yeah.
You know, like, we the first
why is that?
Part, I mean, I think just not having a notebook, you know, like, it was tough. You know, we started in 2019, and we won a lot of races.
Yeah.
But from there was like, are things from 4 years ago going to work now? You know, and you don't have practice to really change springs and bars and things that you really want to throw at it. So we just had to really think about it. And, you know, just we had to build and build and build throughout the year. And we turned ourselves into a championship team by the playoffs.
So you go from running the Cup Series several years, you go back. What, you aren't the same driver you were when you were in the Xfinity Series before you get the call up. So how has that Cup experience transitioned and made you a better driver here on Saturdays?
I think it's just the little things. I mean, you know, you look at that SMT long enough, you figure out what these guys are doing. And it's like, man, you know, you figure out those little things of how you can, you know, shift a corner around different if your car is handling this way or that way. And you're able to make something out of something that's not as good. And I think, you know, just having that racing in the Cup Series where you're, when you're running 20th, I mean, you are beating doors and just trying as all you can to make it happen. And I've probably, me and you probably beat doors at some point.
No hard feelings.
No hard feelings. But I feel like, you know, that just makes you a better race car driver, more understanding of what you need in the car and how you need to get the most out of your team.
Did Corey always race you clean? Has he always been good to you, or is there?
I don't think I've ever ran into you very
Never
hard.
Had any mishaps. Like, no. Nothing big. Yeah. Never problems with the 7 car.
No. I mean, you try to keep it clean because inevitably
you try to.
Yeah, sometimes. Like, so last week we stayed out. We had good strategy. We were running second. We needed a yellow, and I wanted your opinion on this. I'm running second, and you know you need a yellow like in this certain amount of laps, and you're just like praying, like, please God, let somebody spin out, and it doesn't come, and it does, and then like your every lap car you catch, like, oh, I'm gonna get this guy, I'm gonna spin this guy out. I could not spin somebody out on purpose. Like, I just did not have it in me.
I've never gone that route, so I don't know if I can help you with that. But
I can wreck somebody easily on accident. Yeah. But on purpose, I just feel like it's bad taboo. I just can't do it.
Somebody called it from, like, in the Cup Series, Cole, like 25th to 35th?
No, it's 15th to 24th is the hornet's nest.
Oh, that's what it is?
I mean, honestly, yeah. You throw anybody that's running 12th to 29th, they're all the same.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
Like, you put somebody who's running 29th all day, you put them 12th, they're going to run there.
Yeah,
so
right.
it's unbelievable with this new car and everything. It's tough. I mean, it's all you can handle.
All right, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty in that green-white checkered.
Oh, my goodness, Cole. You had us on the edge of our seat.
I wasn't even in my seat. I was standing up. There was actually a pile of campfire wood. I was standing on top of the wood because I wanted to make sure you got off of turn two. You weren't in a good spot.
No.
The 7 got outside on your right rear. It's hard to spot with the spotters were behind you, so it's a bad angle for those guys. And you end up going into 1-3 wide. The 20 goes with the 4-lane slide to the top, and now all of a sudden you come off 2 in the catbird seat. What were you thinking when you entered, and what were you thinking when you got up 2?
Well, I mean, the caution came out with like 5 to go, and I was like, these idiots, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. What are you thinking there?
Yeah, I mean, you're just like, I mean, you can't control it,
right.
You know, so you're like.
You know, are you waiting on one to come out? Like, you're looking in the mirror, driving away.
I thought with 9 to go, people would have had their smarts about them to at least just keep it clean.
No.
But no, that's not how it works.
Of course not.
You know, so you're a little frustrated for a second, but you're like, all right, don't matter. Like, it is what it is. So we fire off that restart, and, you know, it's always a toss-up here, whether top or bottom.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on who gets the better restart. And
how much conversation went into that? Or did you know I'm taking
the
top?
Yeah, people were surprised that you took the top.
Well, I felt like with how the resin was working in, I could just dive it off in there and it was going to catch me and it was going to work out off turn 2. But the risk you take is if you don't get a good jump.
You get slipped.
And if that guy behind you decides to put you 3 wide.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah.
So from there, it was just, I knew I was in a bad spot. I was 3 wide middle. I tried to block the 7, but it was a tough spot because he's right on your bumper.
Good thing you didn't.
Yeah, you know, I knew there was a point I had to stop. So I was 3 wide middle, and I was like, this is a no-win situation. So I just tried to make sure I got off turn 2 good, and I downshifted it, tried to make sure I got a good runoff.
The middle of 1-2, you downshifted?
Yeah. I was able – I don't know if other guys were downshifted or not, and I wasn't able to downshift in the spring and make it work, but I was able to downshift the car today and really make that work, and that worked out perfect in 1-2 and 3-4. Because 1-2 or 3-4 also, when I was inside the 7, I was like, I'm going to drive it off in here, but I have no idea if it's going to stick or not.
Yeah.
But that downshift kind of saved me a little bit and got me off the corner. So
you launched off a three really well.
Yeah.
It was almost like you and the seven rolled in there, and then you kind of parked in, checked up, and got straight, and the seven
yeah.
did.
Yeah. I mean, just I think that shift, you know, it helps you turn a little bit when you have more RPM, and you're just able to accelerate a little bit better. Not maybe he shifted too. I don't know.
So, all right. So then run me through our white flag, right? You're going into one, like, all right, let me just hit a corner, right? You're looking down the back, look up in the mirror on the back stretch. You get into three. What are you thinking?
You know, I was at that point, I mean, the whole weekend, I was just like, if I just keep my arc good and hook the bottom, everything's going to be fine. If I do that every lap and I have a fast car, I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
So just keep your arc good, hook the bottom. That's all I need to do. And that's what I focused on the whole day. And we had a fast enough car. It all worked out and was able to make the restarts work.
So you cross the start finish line, knowing the checkered flag, knowing you got it done. What sort of emotions were you? Did you scream in your helmet, bloody murder? What'd you do? Did you cry?
I didn't cry, but it was, you know, we finished second in this deal twice. We won the owner's championship, but I mean, Tyler Reddick just put it to us every single freaking year at Homestead. So it was, I finished second twice to Tyler. But to come back here and finally win, it meant a lot, especially with the group we had. I knew at the start of the year I really wanted to work with JT, and he's just such an awesome guy, just Hickory boy, Hickory Motor Speedway, and he's just been an awesome part of this team.
Yeah.
You're coming back next year to the Xfinity Series. You announced that earlier this week. You can go back-to-back. What has it been like to now get it done, Cole, and start to really build your legacy?
Yeah, I mean, it's all. I mean, how many championships does Rand have?
Two.
Two? I mean, I gotta only, go. I gotta go and try
there,
and make it happen now. If
you're
I,
halfway
and he
there.
Made
this,
he made
go.
The 75 greatest drivers list, Cole. So
you make the 100 list.
Yeah, you
bro.
Keep
going. That's freaking
that's
going.
The goal.
I mean, it's all random on his heels. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, nipping but, at him.
But no, I mean, you know, I think it's such an awesome opportunity. I mean, you know how it is. I mean, there's people in go karts and quarter midgets that just never. I mean, they're. Probably could have won cup championships, and they just don't get the opportunity, just how racing is. And it's just awesome to be able to take advantage of it and just truly make it, you know, just have a great group around you to go and win a championship tonight.
So how do you go celebrate?
Oh, man.
Well, are you allowed to? Is Cole Custer going to be in the sixth car tomorrow?
Oh. So apparently he has had a beautiful baby, and he's coming back.
Oh,
so
Brad
I think I'm good.
Coming
oh.
back.
Turn up the gas, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going out.
We're going out.
You want to see Cole Custer in the cup car tomorrow?
Yeah!
I think we should let him party tonight. He just
yes.
won a championship,
let
guys.
Let the boy
but
drive.
It's how you want to celebrate. You're recently married, which is so hard to believe. I feel like we've known you since you were little. You're a married man now. I'm assuming your wife is here, your family.
Yep.
That's got to be very special.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll go out tonight. And, you know, her family came. My family came. I used to race quarter midgets out here, actually. I mean, this was, you know, about 10 hours away from Southern California. And, you know, this is a cool place. It means a lot to us. So being able to come here and win definitely means a lot. And just very thankful for the opportunity.
Man, you're a busy man tonight. Ton of obligations. I also want to let you go so you can go celebrate this. But every guest we've had on Sack and Pennies, I ask three questions. Are you ready for these three questions?
Yeah.
Championship edition from Cole Custer. If you had to pick one car and one racetrack to race at the rest of your life, what do you go with?
One car and one racetrack. Whew. I'd probably go with a midget around Ventura Raceway.
Woo!
That's where I
like it.
I race dirt a little bit there in a focus midget, and I just when you can do. Have you ever raced dirt before? Not a cup car. That
no.
doesn't count.
And I'm a full grown person, so I don't drive a midget either. I don't know. I just
at 6'2", it doesn't quite
it doesn't work
as well.
For me.
Yeah.
When you can do a wheel stand
yeah.
in a four tire race car,
I don't want to do that
as a race car driver. I mean, that is like a dream come true. Like you have to feel that one day. I'll tell you right now, you have to take a midget to Millbridge and just make it happen.
The catch fence isn't high enough for me there.
Man.
All right, so you're going a midget adventurer.
Yep.
Okay. Question number two: what's the most embarrassed you've been at the racetrack?
Oh man, I got a lot of moments like that.
Me too. Got to pick one.
Most embarrassed, probably Daytona. I think it was probably 2021. In the qualifying races, it was last lap. It was like, man, like at the end of the day, like you just gotta go finish. Like we got shuffled out. We weren't running good, but I felt like I had to like prove something because we always finish so bad at speedway races. And I felt like I was an idiot, so I was like, man, I'm gonna hold it wide open through here and see if this thing sticks. It didn't stick.
Didn't stick.
And we had to go to a backup.
Oh, and no. That's the worst.
It just ain't good. And that was probably, like, you learn a lot from that situation. That
and then you got 3 days,
because,
too,
you know, like, at the end of the day, like, the engineer, like, you look at the SMT and you're like, why are you lifting them? I was like, you know, like, I don't think I'll make the corner. It's like, well, I didn't lift that time.
I mean, I was trying to drive it fast. Sometimes it doesn't work out.
I was trying
out.
To go forward.
All right, last question. If you had to, if I had the Men in Black pen and erased all your memories, and you had to keep one racing memory, what do you keep?
Better be today.
Yeah, I would say today. You know, like, because, like, that's there's so many memories that, like, cross over your mind, like, on today even.
Right.
You know, like, how you've, like, come up through the ranks and, you know, race trucks and K&N and all the deals, you know. It's just there's so much that went into that to today that all comes to fruition, you know. So it's just cool to be a part of.
Well, Cole Custer, you are the 2023 Xfinity Series champion, buddy. You have let's freaking go. So happy, so pumped up for you. You've won at every single level that you've raced at. You deserve to be on Sundays, but keep holding it on Saturdays. Thank you for stopping by Stack of Pennies.
Thank you guys.
One more time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Everybody.
Let's freaking go.
Corey was so excited to share a beer with Cole Custer before the Xfinity race started, and it all came to fruition. Congrats, Cole. So happy for you, buddy. Now the big sheriffs.
Yes.
Escort our champion out.
They picked the big boys out to get them over here.
You know what?
Have fun tonight.
I can say this. He's a humble man. Championships have not changed him.
Didn't I tell you?
Same Cole before the race is after.
I told
man
you.
Man deserves it.
I was excited to get old Colonel here at the table talking about
so
it.
So I wanted to ask you, because you've competed. He's been driving your family stuff since he was five. Mm. You've known him for a long time.
So my brother, him and Root were roommates for like three years.
What?
Yeah, they shared an apartment together.
In Burkdale?
No, in Concord.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they would play Xbox together in their boxers. I don't know what they would do. I didn't ask. Didn't care to know.
Cole and Casey.
Cole and Casey and Jesse Little.
Oh, that's
the trifecta. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, you don't even have to brag on him, but you've competed against him. You've known him a long time. You've watched his journey. What do you make of Cole Custer, the race car driver, and what he just did?
I feel like he kind of got shuffled out of the fold there at Stuart Haas. So it definitely does speak a lot to his character and his demeanor and how much he wants it to be able to apply yourself throughout that 33 race schedule and then go compete for a championship when you feel like you've done enough to stay in that cup car. But for him to go assemble that team of Stuart Haas and the 00 and go in turn win a championship and feel like you have something to prove. He's still young. He's still 25 years old.
It's crazy.
And we see opportunities like John Hunter Nemechek, right, goes from the Cup Series back all the way to the Truck Series and now has got back to Sundays in that 42 Legacy Motor Club car. I think we're going to see the same of Cole Custer, especially if he keeps continuing the success, because my man's already won on Sundays. He's proven he can do it. And unfortunately, it's timing and sponsors and all the things that go along with it that kind of dictate the timing and where you end up in a seat. So I hopefully the hand of cards is dealt in Cole Custer's way. He can get back on Sundays because he certainly deserves to be there. And events like tonight and nights like tonight, it reminds people that he can do it.
Yeah. I feel like he's been, if you want to call this a redemption tour, you know, like you get knocked down, but you come back up. And I've just been so fascinated with how he's handled it and the character in which he's shown. Because that's not easy.
Well, there's a lot of people on Reddit and social media that have some sort of opinion on whether you think you could do it or not that are sitting on their couch watching you. Hey, how we doing?
But Larry Mack said, and this is no disrespect to Ryan Preece, but when they made the change at Stuart Haas, Larry Mack said, here's what I'll say. The problem with that car was not the name above the door.
That's fair.
And I think he proved that tonight.
That's fair. I don't think there's been any question. There's also so much to be said about confidence and doing it the right people. And,
yeah.
Especially with the new car coming in last year. It's obvious that Stuart Haas has been behind the eight ball. They go from winning 9 races with Harvick in 2021. And then last year, he can't even sniff the top 5. So he's one of the top 10 greatest drivers to ever do it. And collectively as a team, they've missed the mark.
Yeah, there's something to be said for hanging out in Xfinity and winning championships until those boys on Sundays can get their cars better.
Yeah, no doubt. And I don't think that's a choice for him. I think he kind of goes where he's told. And But it's one thing, if you go down, you have to get the job done. If you don't, if you don't have the success like John Hunter had in trucks and Xfinity like you had this year, then your chances of getting back to Sunday are very slim to none. So the door is still open for Cole Custer on Sunday. Like I said, I think that there are guys that he could get in that sixth car tomorrow and outrun several with limited experience in that 41. But nonetheless, I'm happy for him tonight. I'm super happy for him because he's just like you said. He's a humble dude. He's been working super hard, and he deserves it. And it's super cool to see get one for the good guys.
Two championship races down, one to go. The Cup Series race is tomorrow, but we've arrived at champions Friday and Saturday in two very different ways. Cole Custer talked about how the other three, they all race each other with a ton of respect. The Truck Series, you could argue, was quite the opposite. Quadruple yeah. overtime, and we saw Heim and Hosevar get into it. Enfinger wasn't happy with Rhodes at the end. What did you make of the truck race Friday night?
I wish Ryan was here for some hot takes on that. He's not scared to lay it out of what it really is, because I can't really say what I'm thinking about the Truck Series. Really and truly, it's just a lot of kids paying for rides and then running all over each other because they don't feel like they get their way. So, unfortunately, that's what we saw a lot of, whether guys are racing for the lead or guys are racing for 15th place. So that, unfortunately, as we go throughout the course of the weekend, people confuse good racing for a lot of crashes, a lot of mistakes, because you'll see a ton of wrecked stuff on Friday night. You'll see a little bit of wrecked stuff tonight like we saw, and then you're going to see very limited amount of wrecked stuff on Sunday. It's not because these cars are not hard to drive and they're not, you know, they're stuck to the road. It's because the drivers are that much better and they don't make mistakes. You just do not miss corners. You know where to position your car. You know not to run into guys and give yourself damage. So, unfortunately, you don't get the action. You don't get as many restarts in the Cup Series. So it's like this reverse thing where just because it might not be as exciting of a race doesn't mean the racing product is not as good. You have much more experienced guys making a lot less mistakes than you see over the last two nights here racing for a championship. So Ben Rhodes, I would say he was an underdog, barely made it out of the round of 12. So for him to be raising the trophy, went through three crew chiefs this year. Rich Lucius comes back again. And, yes. His interview last night was interesting, where he said that there was a guy that was a starter, then there was a middle reliever, and he come in to close it. So
I
thought that was pretty funny. Then obviously everybody gets entertained by Ben Rhodes in the media center after like a half a Bud Light. So, you know, it's pretty funny to watch that YouTube video. It's worth the watch. But
Ben Rhodes has 99 problems, but a title ain't one.
He's got two, and the youngest in the Truck Series history to have two titles. We've had. I saw that stat. He was up against, I mean, a freaking solid group of guys: Todd Bodine, Ron Hornaday, Jack Sprague, Blast from the Past. So that's a pretty elite group to be in. And who'd have thought it, right? And that's one guy, too, that you talk about. Everybody wants to – I mean, I'm sure he gets asked every week, are you going to try to make a run at an Xfinity car? Are you going to try to make a run at a Cup car? And he was my teammate last year at Sonoma in that Cup car on a one-off. And I think he's just a guy that likes racing trucks. And I think he likes drinking Bud Lights. And I think he likes just, like, hanging out with his friends.
There's
like,
nothing wrong with that.
Being a really good Truck Series guy. There's been several guys make a really good career out of doing that.
Honestly refreshing. When he says he likes the trucks, Austin Hill's like, I'm having a blast on Saturdays. There's nothing wrong with that either. You guys listen to Stacking Pennies every week?
A couple people.
Loyal listeners of the pod. So you guys know we end every podcast with our Penny Stacker of the Week. You guys are all our penny stackers. You're live here in Phoenix.
That's freaking
You have some fan questions that you submitted earlier for Corey. First one is from Penny in Huntington Beach.
Where are they at? Where's Penny at?
Is Penny still here?
There's Penny.
Hi, Penny. Penny wants to know, Corey, what is your passion outside of racing?
Ooh, I feel like the low-hanging fruit for that question is hanging out with my kiddos. I love it. And Halloween hasn't been fun for me in, like, you know, 20 years, but seeing it through the eyes of a three-year-old is freaking awesome. He was running. I couldn't even keep up with him from house to house. Didn't matter if the lights were on, buckets of candy. he was freaking, that purple dragon was zipping through front yards left and right. So just to see how excited my kid Levi gets, and Jensen's learning some words. So I would say my passion's hanging out with the kiddos.
All right, next question. Penny also wants to know, Corey, what is your breakfast of champions?
Ooh, breakfast of champions. All-star special is hard to beat from Waffle House. Kidding me?
No, what is the all-star? I don't know what that is. Smothered,
the all-star.
Covered,
and no, that's the hash browns. All-star special is like two eggs, sausage, and a waffle.
Ooh.
Yeah. Actually, might go leave here right now and get a breakfast.
Oh, all-star. What did C-Bell tell us?
He's a big Waffle House guy.
If he wins the cup championship tomorrow night, he's going to Waffle House.
Yes, and little fun fact, if you want to meet the Cup Series champion tomorrow, you have a 50% chance of picking a Waffle House within a 20-mile radius and getting the right one. I can't tell you which one it's going to be or which one he's going to pick.
One of our producers, Chuck Bush, researched this. There are two Waffle Houses within 20 miles. C-Bell will be at one of them if he wins tomorrow night. Mike in Sacramento wants to know, who's your favorite band or artist?
I'm on a Morgan Wallen kick. Jelly Roll, actually. Any Jelly Roll fans
out
here?
Jelly Roll.
I'm a big Jelly Roll guy. He's a big, big man. I worry about his health. I feel like he needs to slim down a little
bit.
This
next question. Mike Scalamenti, I hope I said it right. What is the story behind the nickname Shoe?
So when I was probably 11 or 12, racing legends cars, starting to get in some bigger cars, I was winning a lot. One of my dad's friends started calling me Super Shoe. So Super Shoe or Shoe is like if you are a good wide receiver in football, they'll call you Hot Hands, right, or just Hands. So if you're a good driver, they call you Shoe. So growing up, it was Super Shoe, and Joey still calls me, hey, Super Shoe, what are you doing? Then you get to the Cup Series, and then you're the guy that runs 20th, like the guy in the elevator says to me every week. So I dropped the Super and just kept the Shoe. I'm trying to work hard enough and run well enough to get the Super tag back onto the front side of that name. So that's where it comes from.
That's why you're stacking pennies.
That's why I'm stacking pennies.
We're getting there next year. And when we get to 2024, last fan question, Dave in North Dakota said, how much mentorship will you give your new teammates, Zane Smith and Carson Hosevar?
Carson needs a lot because I saw my man wearing his own T-shirt in the garage today.
You didn't do that.
I can't give – I've been trying to forget about it. I've been trying. I have.
But had his face and his car.
It's not good. I mean, anybody here could have worn it, but not him. You can't wear your own shirt.
You can mentor him. That's a rule.
Rule number one, we're going to have a whiteboard session January 1st. Show up.
Right.
First day of school, ladies and gentlemen. Don't wear your own shirt.
Number two. You guys can all wear.
Don't spin out the leaders you're racing for a championship with.
Yeah. It's a good one.
We'll figure out 3, 4, and 5 here later.
Okay. We have some time in the off season, but you have one more race to run. We'll close it out with this, Corey.
Yeah.
How respectful will you be of the championship four?
Oh, I got a great story. I think Corey Stevens was there for this. So 2 years ago, last race for the Gen, whatever we call it, Gen 6. What was the old car?
Yeah, Gen 7.
Sure.
Gen 6.
So we qualified well. We qualified 16th, 17th, and I was racing right next to Bubba, like the second lap of the race. And I go in there, and Corey Stevens is up in the suite. Was it this you? You're up in the suite with the NASCAR folks, and Michael Jordan's in there, and he's got the 2311 swag on. And I go into three, and he gets on my door, and I like chase it loose into him and just back Bubba right in the fence.
Ooh.
Boom. He had, I mean, it was like the first race to MJ, kind of like he'd been to a couple, but it was the first one he brought like everybody to.
I remember this.
So then turn
didn't
around.
Did he get out and?
He didn't talk to me the entire offseason. So a little more on that. Well, so then the next restart, Ricky Stenhouse put me middle three wide. I drove it in there and then we both backed it in the fence and that was done. So hopefully a little more respectful than that. That was one of the embarrassed moments. You just feel like
I'm
this
shocked
tall.
You got invited to the wedding.
I think I had a year for it to smooth over, but I was sitting on the plane. I was like, dude, I felt bad for just wrecking Bubba. Literally, I mean, taking pictures of MJ on the grid, the whole thing. And then like my man lasted two laps and I backed him in the fence. So I text him, hey man, got in there a little hot. sorry. And I look out my window, and he's walking by with his bag on the tarmac. And he takes his phone out, looks at it, and puts it back in his pocket.
Oh!
I said, that son of a bitch. Left me on red.
Bold.
And then I legitimately, I mean, I've known Bubba since we were 12. I picked him up for 3 years and brought him to high school every day.
And he didn't give you a lot of gas
He
money.
Gave me a $20 bill.
Over 4 years.
Over 4 years. I don't remember how high gas was, but it was a lot higher than $20 yeah. bill for 3 years worth of driving to school.
Right.
All that being said, my man didn't talk to me until we got to the garage in Daytona in February. And I was sour. I was salty about it.
Oh, so now he was mad, and now you're mad that he stayed mad for so long.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But we buried the hatchet.
So how'd you get over it? You started throwing footballs and rain delays.
No, that was prior to that.
Oh, you
We've been through a lot here.
Yeah.
A lot of peaks and valleys with that relationship.
So to bring it full circle, you learned your lesson the hard way to race with more respect in this Phoenix race. Is that what you're saying tomorrow? You're going to be extra cautious?
I don't know about extra cautious, but we obviously have that DNF streak that we don't want to – you obviously have – so the biggest thing, our biggest focus is we have to beat the 31 in points to get into that top five of owner's points, and it's a substantial amount of money, difference between 25th and 26th in points, and we have to beat him by four. So if we beat him by four spots
– You have to beat who?
Justin Haley.
Ooh.
In the 31.
Okay, so there's a race within a race tomorrow, guys.
Yes.
Watch Justin.
I believe if
Corey.
We beat the 31 by 4 points, Ryan Sparks, my crew chief, is going to have a big night. I think he's got a large bonus riding on that. So I'm going to do my best to get my man a bonus. And I'm going to do my best to continue stacking pennies with y'all each and every week. Appreciate y'all sticking around with us, listening to the show each and every week. That's all I got. I need to go to bed. I'm tired.
He's got a race tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys have to watch a championship race tomorrow. However yes. it plays out, we'll be back next week to recap it all in Stacking Pennies.
That's
Thank you,
right.
everybody, for being here.
Thanks,
it means
guys.
Means a lot.
Y'all have
we
a good night.
We love you guys.
Appreciate it.
Bye.